This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, somebody decided to write a very, very scathing Facebook message. I don't know who he is, but it was very interesting what he was saying. And if I could make it brief, brevitize it, truncate it. He was talking about fake news and how the medical community has been doing fake news for longer than he could remember. And so why are people all up in arms about the fake news now when we have been dishing fake news out from the medical community for decades prior? Now, I understand he went on this rant, okay, and I think it's a topic worth discussing. Fake news to me, okay, is you come up with a story that is completely fabricated, makes absolutely no sense, there is nothing to substantiate it, no evidence, and you make it a headline, and you start to circulate it, and you put it out there, so it starts getting passed around on Facebook, and shared, and liked, and tweeted, and Instagram, and Snapchat, and everything else, maybe even Tindered and Grindered, who knows. All right, but that story just goes out. I understand those are dating apps. I get that. But so basically it gets out there for everybody to see. And it was something that somebody just decided to pull out of the retroperitoneum and slap on paper. That, to me, is fake news. What he is accusing of coming from pharmaceutical industry, don't be saying medical community, okay? Look, us medical community, you know, we doctors, okay, we take what we read in the medical journals. Okay, maybe some of us will write an opinion piece on it. Okay, you know, maybe some of us will have opinions and blogs are opinion pieces many times, you know, or, you know, our opportunity to educate. But when a pharmaceutical company evaluates a drug, one of their own, and publishes a study that highlights the good of their drug, that's not necessarily fake news. Now, I understand your concern, okay? For years, we've been telling you to be very, very careful with what you read and to be very, very careful of the sources. Now, most of these publications, like the Annals of Internal Medicine, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of American Medical Association, they will not publish, because of their own credibility, a fake medical news piece, okay? Now, if somebody funds a study on a cholesterol medication and nobody else is funding a study on that cholesterol medication and there is science behind it, yes, it's going to get published because who else is studying the drug? You know, maybe the first studies of Crestor or Lipitor came from the companies, you know, AstraZeneca and Pfizer respectively, right? Maybe they did. But it wasn't until I used those drugs on patients and I saw the people on them weren't dying of heart attacks. They were lowering that LDL cholesterol and they weren't having elevated liver enzymes because I would be, you know, starting low doses, especially with Crestor. I could take somebody on 80 milligrams of Pravastatin or Simvastatin and knock them down to 10 milligrams of a Crestor. So I could put them on less milligrams of a statin with Crestor. And to me, that's where the proof was. Proof is in the pudding, right, so to speak. That's where the proof was with that. And so, you know, please be careful using this term fake news when it regards the medical community. Now, if you have a company that decides to take a study and go, oh boy, looks like our drug sucks. I know. What do you want to do? Well, let's just change the data. Change the data, make it look good, and we'll publish it. That's fake. That's unethical. I think it's a crime. But that's not what the majority of the news is. Biased news has been a problem for a long time. Just like fake news, but biased news, all right, is something that I keep warning you of when we look at these studies that have to do with drugs, you know, from drug makers, etc. But I got to tell you something. You know, people will say, oh, man, this is a study published from a pharmaceutical agency. We ignore it. No, you don't. Don't ignore it just because a pharmaceutical agency sponsored it, because remember, in order for these drugs to become FDA approved, in order for these drugs to make it from research and development all the way to your purchasing it, for it to be, you know, commercially traded, there has to be a hell of a lot of studies and a hell of a lot of patient cases and data. Well, why shouldn't a pharmaceutical company publish that? That's data. That's science. I'm very interested to see what happened. I'm not going to try a person on a drug without knowing that there's very minimal side effects, who got the side effects, why those side effects happened, and why this medicine works, and why this medicine is better than some of the generics out there. And, you know, just because, when a company puts millions and millions of dollars into researching the drug and into those studies, that science shouldn't be thrown out. It's science. Yep, maybe the source obviously has something to gain, you know, and, you know, maybe it may appear overly positive, maybe the way it's worded, but these companies have to prove to the FDA, right, the raw data. If they fake the data, they're in trouble. So a study that comes from a pharmaceutical company is not worthless. Yes, you have to still kind of take it with a grain of salt. You have to still understand the source. You have to understand that if it says their drug is better than others, all right, I can understand why you're going to take a double take with that. But if they're showing that their data, in order for that drug to make it as far as it does, it better work. And so that data is very relevant. So we have a problem now in this country, and we've always had it, where now with the internet and everything and all these different sources, we don't know what the hell we're reading. So run it by me, especially when it's medically in nature. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so public health officials from Nevada are reporting on a case of a woman who died in Reno, Nevada. That's where I went to medical school. In September, from an incurable infection, and the superbug that she had was resistant to every available antibiotic they had. Basically, at least 26 different antibiotics. That's Dr. Alexander Callan, a medical officer for the CDC, said it was tested against everything that's available in the United States and was not effective. They say this is not the first time someone in the U.S. has been infected with a pan-resistant bacteria. It's actually pretty uncommon, but boy, does this scare the hell out of us. They say they think this is a harbinger of future badness to come, according to Dr. James Johnson, a professor of infectious disease medicine at the University of Minnesota and a specialist at the Minnesota VA Medical Center. Other scientists are saying this case is yet another sign that researchers and governments need to take antibiotic resistance seriously. Oh, hell yeah. The authors of this report note that the case underscores the need for hospitals to ask incoming patients about foreign travel and also about whether they had recently been hospitalized elsewhere. So this case involved a woman who had spent a considerable amount of time in India, where multiple drug-resistant bacteria are more common than they are here in the U.S. She had broken her right femur, which is the main thigh bone, that big bone in your leg, in your thigh, while in India a couple years ago. She later developed a bone infection in her femur and her hip. Oh, that's bad when that infection gets into the bone. She was hospitalized a number of times in India and in the 2 years that followed. Her last admission to a hospital in India was in June of last year. She was in her 70s. She was a resident of Washoe County in Reno. She went to a hospital in Reno for care in mid-August, where it was discovered that what she had was CRE, a carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, which is a general name to describe bacteria that commonly lives in the gut that has developed resistance to the class of antibiotics called carbapenems, which is kind of our last line defense. And Dr. Tom Frieden of CDC has called CREs nightmare bacteria because of the danger they pose for spreading antibiotic resistance. So this specific bacteria attacking her was called Klebsiella pneumonia. This also causes urinary tract infections. Not only does E. coli cause UTIs, but Klebsiella pneumonia. And looks like this infection also caused her bone infection. Testing at the hospital showed resistance to 14 drugs, all the drug options that the hospital had. According to Dr. Lee Chen, a senior epidemiologist with Washoe County Health District and the author of the report, she said, "It was my first time to see a resistance pattern in our area. The sample was sent to the CDC in Atlanta, further testing, and revealed that nothing available to U.S. doctors could have cured this infection." So, she dies. And, the answer is not making new antibiotics and making new antibiotics and making new antibiotics. All right? We are going to we're going to have some super antibiotic out there, absolutely. But I think we need to be focusing our efforts on other means. Okay? You know, we've been talking about PACE and we've been talking about gels. We've been talking about vaccines. If there are nasty super bugs in India or in America, okay, like Klebsiella pneumonia, then maybe we should be looking at making vaccines against these bacteria. And I understand if vaccines could have been made against these bacteria, they would have. I get that. And I know there's still a lot of research and development that needs to, you know, obviously occur. But, you know, we can't just think very concretely and longitudinally with this. We've got to think laterally. If gunpowder works, let's use gunpowder. If a tincture of, I don't know, garlic and onion, I'm not saying go to naturopathic medicines, but is anybody looking at the antimicrobial activity of some of these homeopathics or naturopathic medications? Is anybody looking at that? Is anybody, in medicine, and I'm an MD, I get it. You know, this is our field. We're very, very proficient with the pharmaceuticals, okay? And, you know, we aren't really quick to trust something that is quote-unquote nature made in a bottle. I get that. Well, then let's just go to the straight nature. Okay, we know that aloe vera plants help, treat burns. We know that marijuana treats pain. Okay, yes, this latest study with marijuana showed that it may not treat cancer. Right? May not treat infections. But, you know, we need to look beyond antibiotics. So somebody in Reno had a multiple drug resistant, over 26 drugs resistant. Nothing else in the United States could help treat her infection. That's some scary stuff. She dies. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. They say sushi is wiping out our tuna supplies. All right? They say that sushi is becoming so popular that they're finding a massive decline in the number of tuna in the oceans. And it's also filling us with harmful microbeads. The reason why sushi is so popular is because it's very trendy. They're very easy to eat. It's like tapas, little bite-sized things that you can stick in your mouth, right? You use chopsticks, but still you can stick them in your mouth. They're low calories. They're full of vitamins, okay? But Professor Daniel Pauly and Dr. Dirk Zeller from the University of British Columbia in Canada published a study last year on the global fish catch saying bluefin and yellowfin tuna populations are at crisis levels. They blame the stock depletion on tuna's reputation as a source of heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids. He says we have a Popeye effect where everyone ate spinach, then vitamin D was good, then vitamin C. Now everybody wants omega-3s. That's what's trending. All right? And everybody thinks that, all right, well, with these omega-3s, you know, it's going to save us. And he says, no, we need a balanced diet. The professor said he's confident that tuna served in sushi bars contains plastic microbeads found in cosmetic products like makeup and deodorant. Now, these microscopic plastic particles should be banned, and they're apparently these poison pills that soak up all the pollutants, and they are consumed by little fish when they are eaten by tuna. So now humans are taking in this anti-pollutant microbead that was ingested by tuna. Bluefin is luxury. Yellowfin, I believe, is a little cheaper. I don't know because I don't eat fish. I'm not really a big sushi eater. All right? So, listen. We've talked about sushi. We've talked about the mercury. We've talked about the PCBs, the polychlorinated biphenyls. These are polluting chemicals in waterways that could cause cancer in people. I think how we have to look at sushi is have sushi when you want to. I think having sushi once in a while is nice. But, guys, balance it out. Okay? If you're having sushi for lunch 3 times a week because you think that's healthier, all right, you got to be careful. Okay? You know, we do things, anything that's, I don't want to say, when we do these diet fads, okay, it's this all or nothing. And I get that. I'm like that too. Okay? If I'm going to exercise, I'm going all out. I'm not going to be doing it halfway. All right? But, you know, just realize that everything has its element of risks, except a bowl of vegetables. Usually your bowl of vegetables is fine. And I get that you want to feel like you're eating meat. And sushi makes you feel full. It's great. It's awesome. But not enough. All right, be careful with it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Here's a big study coming out on prostate cancer, and this is crucial, guys. People have been saying the PSA is useless. They don't like the PSA. I love the PSA. I love it. Now, I'm not saying the TSA, although I think the TSA is doing a good job in airports, but the PSA is your prostate-specific antigen. And this prostate is a protein made by prostate cells. And high PSA levels are monitored when we're treating you for cancer. Don't use it as a screen. Don't get a PSA just willy-nilly to see if you have cancer, even though I do like every now and then in your 40s and 50s getting it done and seeing if it's rising, because that could tell us something is going on. So even though it's not recommended as a screen, many of us may use it as such, but where its real benefit is seeing if it falls, if your treatment is working. Well, all the prostate cancers patients that I had that were treated successfully with a urologist, their PSA levels dropped down to the zero. They're saying if your PSA level is over 0.5, you didn't kill the cancer. And that cancer could be still there and it could come back. So a 0.5 number has to be the cutoff. And I have never seen a patient fall down to 3 from a successful treatment. And remember, normal is under 4. So you guys get that? If you've been treated for prostate cancer, those PSA levels should be below 0.5. If they're anything above it, you may still have prostate cancer. 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is cool. I saw this term pro-noia, and I didn't really, you know, look into it. I think back in the summer, there was a book that was released on it, and Tom was talking about it. Tom, tell us what this pro-noia is. This is pretty cool.
So, pro-noia is the opposite of paranoia. It is the delusion that everybody is secretly plotting your success. That is a mental disability that I really, really want.
Yeah, I mean, why would that be bad? That would be pretty cool. So, people plotting to make you happy or to make you successful. So what do these people suffer from then? I mean, are they upset? Are they happy?
I would really hope that they're not upset. I would think that they're, you know, I have no idea. I've never met anybody like that. Everybody I meet is pretty pessimistic.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, okay, you know, I'm in radio, so, you know, that would be a very, very cool condition to have, thinking everybody at GCN is going, look, we got to help Dahlia because her show sucks. Let's try to make her successful. And so, you know, maybe you're bringing this up because you're trying to tell me that you guys actually aren't plotting. You guys have been, you know, behind the scenes all these years trying to help my show. And
whoa. I'm going to have to cut you off there. We're not allowed to talk about that. My coworker Scott was saying that it would affect the way that you treat people and the way you perceive their presence in your life. That would be a benefit to the people around you, at least. Maybe.
Big time, yeah. If you guys are the ones that made this show successful.
I know that raise came because you know you were behind the scenes talking to Ted Anderson, Dahlia, and you're just such a big help to my life. I don't know what I'd do.
But then, what if people like want to be ethical and truthful and say I didn't? But they would think that they're just being humble. I gotta admit, you know, being lied to can make some, maybe that's why it's such a phobia or such a condition, because it's you don't want to be lied, you can't believe what anybody says.
Well, and also another thing that my coworker just brought up next to me, just imagine what happens when something doesn't go your way. All of a sudden, you start being very angry at everybody, possibly for not helping you succeed in that moment, because somebody was supposed to be there to catch you.
Oh, yeah, so maybe that isn't good. All right. Yeah, I'm seeing something here, they say Malu. Malu is where you'd like to think you're a person of average conversational social skills, but this evaporates immediately when you are in front of your boss. Well, I think a lot of us have this. I guess they call that Malu. I don't know. There's all these weird names of different, and Illinx and Lelinx. I guess it's where you have a cat that I guess talks to you. Now, that's me, okay, because my cats talk to me. Do your cats talk to you?
Sorry, I'm trying to have two conversations. I'm talking to Scott's over here telling me all these great ideas about Pronoia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I should be paying attention.
I'm just looking at all these weird emotions people have. And one is where you think your cat is talking to you. I think that all the time.
My cats talk to me with their eyes. Animals talk to you with their eyes all the time.
Oh, yeah, they're jerks.
Right?
They're like really mean.
Except
they
dog.
Death
my dog,
stare
my,
me.
My dog... I think my dog is in love with me. I'm not okay with this. That's kind of confusing.
Yeah, I think that too. I do worry because, you know, Shake will watch me in the shower. And I'm like, you're a pervert. You know, this is ridiculous. And so I do think that. You know what it is? Maybe it's not the cat. Maybe it's this reincarnation thing where it's really a human that is stuck in cat form. And so that's why we pick up so much human emotion from them.
And that's why they're always constantly judging us. That's not
yeah.
what I would do.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say one thing that, just a funny story for you. We got one of our cats, Cheeks, has just fallen in love with me. She hates everybody else. And every time I go to use the bathroom and I sit down, she crawls inside my pants while I'm going to the bathroom. And it is very uncomfortable having this cat looking up at you meowing from inside your pants.
Yes, they do that because it's a pocket. My cats do that too.
Yep.
They, now when I used to wear the thongs, then you couldn't. But, you know, now that you're wearing the big 18-hour, you know, Hanes Her Way body briefs, those make a real nice parachute for them to sit in, you know? Pretty sexy, huh? All right, well, thank you, Tom. You taught us a lot on that. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this story caught my eye. A sleepy Uber driver, this comes from Daily Mail, sues the passenger he let take the wheel while he was napping. Because, I guess, there was a high-speed chase that ended in a wreck after this. There's a Philadelphia Uber driver that made headlines about a year ago when he allowed his passenger to take the wheel so he could take a nap. He later woke up to find the rider leading police on a high-speed chase, and so he filed a lawsuit against a 20-year-old. So April 2nd, 20-year-old Juan Carlos hired Uber driver Corey Robinson, 43 years old, to drive him over 100 miles from Philadelphia to the Bronx where he lives. See, I didn't think Uber drivers do the long-distance drives. I thought it's more like a local thing. And the reason why is when I was in New York and I needed to go to the airport from Manhattan, Uber wouldn't do it. See? Or maybe they just said they wouldn't do it. But Uber, my Uber app and Lyft said they wouldn't do it. So I had to take a cab. Police said at the time, no, actually, the cabs were trying to charge me $200, $270. So I took a car service. The incident occurred back in April 2nd. Police said at the time, at some point during the trip, Robinson complained of being too drowsy to continue and asked Carlos to get behind the wheel so he could catch him on some sleep. Robinson later told the New York Post that he was awakened by the sensation that the leased 2016 Hyundai Sonata was leaving the ground because it was going too fast. So I told Carlos to stop the car, and he said the police are chasing us. Robinson was quoted as telling the Post in an article, well, you know, there are some red flags. I mean, somebody from Philadelphia wants to flee to New York, really? A state trooper later clocked Juan Carlos going 86 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour speed zone on Interstate 81 near Binghamton, New York. I know some of you guys are like, well, a lot of us drive 86 miles an hour and we aren't, you know, leaving the ground. Yeah, well, some of these roads may not be, you know, as wide and long stretched as in the West. There may be a lot of curves and, you know, remember back east, it's a lot more populous back there. Troopers tried to pull Carlos over for speeding, but he allegedly refused to yield. Then he accelerated heading north. Robinson said he asked him to stop. The chase came to an end when Carlos slammed into a guardrail on Sanitaria Springs Road in Colesville. It was reported at the time that both Carlos and Robinson suffered minor injuries. In the Uber driver's civil complaint claiming negligence, which was filed in mid-December in Bronx County Court, against Carlos and Uber Technologies, Robinson claimed he sustained serious, severe, and permanent physical and personal injuries that left him sick, sore, lame, and disabled. The Post article for April 5th quoted Robinson as saying that his leased vehicle was completely totaled in the wreck and that afterwards he saw Carlos laughing. Carlos was arrested at the scene of the crash and charged with fleeing police and driving without a license. Robinson joined the ride-sharing company as a driver back in December 2015, but after this crash, his Uber account was deactivated, as was Carlos. So Carlos is not allowed to access Uber, obviously, and Robinson can't drive an Uber car. Now, this just stinks to high hell of drugs to me. I don't get that. Maybe it was, you know, started out innocent. You know, maybe the kid's like, yeah, I'll drive. Juan Carlos said, I'll drive for you. Then he wanted to get there in a hurry, so he was speeding. Then police noticed he was speeding. He's like, I really can't pull over and deal with the ticket right now. It's not even my car. So I could outrun him because they're looking at a license plate. And, you know, so it could have happened like that. But I'm just thinking there's more to this. That there's some sort of a rap sheet or something going on. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. When we come back, stories come out saying 1 in 5 U.S. gun owners avoided a background check. And if you run for just 40 seconds, that can make you 12% fitter. I don't believe it, but we'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Music. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you, Tom, for that awesome bumper. Very, very cool.
Anytime.
Wish. Tom, Tom may be leaving me. Yeah, you know, just working with Dr. Dahlia, you know, all these years has, you know, made him want to admit himself to a hospital. Tom, where are you?
I'm out. You've broken me. My brain. My poor brain.
Yeah, I know. And so, you know, I want you to get better. No, I'm joking. I'm going to miss you. You know, I loved working with you. I think, you know, you made the show so awesome. You know, I mean, I thought I had plenty of testosterone for this show, but I didn't. And the amount of testosterone you added, as well as cannabis, I think made the show the hit that it is.
You can thank my mom for that cannabis.
Yes. Thank you. All right, well, we love you, Tom, and please come back and visit or call in because we miss you.
I'll bug you sometime. I'm going to call in from the shop. I'm just going to tell everybody, you know what, guys? We're just going to make this group phone call, and everybody ask your questions all at the same time and drive her mad.
That's awesome. Please do. So thank you, Tom, and well, I'm sure my listeners are going to miss you, too.
It's been a pleasure working with you. So
Awesome. Awesome. That's that pro-noia. You're lying to me again.
Well, I mean, you're the reason why I'm so successful, right? I mean, you plotted me to have this new job, right? I mean, you...
I did.
Oh,
I did.
See?
Yeah, because I wanted you off my show. Yeah, I'm joking. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this report came from drugs.com. About 1 in 5 people in the U.S. who bought a gun in any setting in the past 2 years did so without a background check. The survey of more than 1,600 gun owners nationwide also found that half of guns bought privately in the past 2 years were obtained without a background check. The rate was higher in states without laws governing such purchases, 57% versus 26% in states with laws in place. The researchers found that 77% of gun owners who bought their most recent gun from a friend or acquaintance did so without a background check. And that 45% of gun owners who bought their most recent gun online did so without a background check. Said our research makes the case for the adoption of laws in states that do not currently regulate private firearm transfers, and it underscores the fact that we're talking about millions of gun transfers annually that pass from one private owner to another without a formal vetting process, study author Matt Miller. He's a professor of health sciences and epidemiology at Northeastern University in Boston. We're going to talk about it. I know a lot of us have our panties up in a bunch with this one, but let me tell you what this says, and then we'll talk about it. He noted that while most Americans favor universal background checks, more than 30 states don't require background checks on private firearm sales. Study released last year by Miller and his colleagues said the number of privately owned guns in the United States increased by more than 70 million to approximately 265 million. Between 1994 and 2015, half of those guns are owned by 3% of the population. This study was published recently in the Journals of Annals of Internal Medicine. All right, so this is going to be a very, very hot-button issue, obviously, in the Trump presidency, okay, who vowed to protect our Second Amendment rights, okay? I want to look up a case that just happened in Arizona with a police officer. I think this happened in Arizona where... there was a car accident, and there were a bunch of, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm trying to recap what happened this week. I think there was a car accident, and there were police on the side of the road dealing with this car accident and this issue, and some guy decides to, as a driver by, shoot the cop. Well, a bystander, who was a good Samaritan, took out his gun and shot the man that was shooting at the cops. And so, you know, I understand that the good guys carrying guns have a very huge role, and it's a very under accented and under publicized role of stopping a lot of crimes. For example, that Oregon mall? Was it an Oregon mall where there was a shooter? And so somebody with a CCW, with the CCW, got behind one of the columns, and when the bad guy was reloading, and he saw that there was somebody there with a gun on him, he stopped and he turned the gun on himself and shot. And so, forgive me for not having the details right here now and in front of me to talk to you about this. So, you know, I'm torn. Okay? You know, my belief is, good guys should be able to have the guns to protect themselves, protect their families. Bad guys should not be getting the guns. And if you take away everybody's guns, the bad guys are going to still figure out how to get a gun. And then we are going to be sitting ducks. All right? So that's how I feel. However, how do you control this transfer, right, where we believe it's good guy to good guy transfer of guns, or good lady transfer of guns, but a bad guy is getting the gun. So the background check can't happen. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. That, you know, so on one end, and I believe the law that was supposed to be voted on in Nevada lost because people didn't want the extra cumbersome of government being involved when it came to gun sales. And I get that. What is the argument there? Why would people vote this down? Well, if you are a private gun owner, and right now there's no major government involvement yet, which we've been luckily able to stave off if you're just trying to have guns to protect your family. You start stirring up, right, the leaves, okay, stirring up the dust, going, all right, I want to give my gun to my best friend, and I want to sell it to him. So here I am, people don't want that, and I understand that. So when you hear that one in five people aren't getting background checks and you're seeing these bad guys, right, you know, get guns, and even supposed good guys, you know, like this, Iraqi vet that, or vet from Alaska who was in, Fort Lauderdale, you know, decided to take his gun out of the suitcase, load it up in the bathroom, and then start shooting. You know, we trying to keep guns out of the bad guys. Could be near impossible because we could have perceived good guys that are bad guys. We still haven't gotten confirmation, even though there's been a lot of flirtations with the idea that ISIS was behind that attack, right? Convincing him to do it and, brainwashing him. So, I don't know what the answer is. And, 30 states that don't have laws to, make sure private sale and transfer gets seen by the government. I don't know how, easily that's going to pass. People do not want the government involved. We don't trust the government. You know, there are people that want us, not having our guns and not having us have the ability to protect our families. They don't want the guns in our hand, and they are very naive to think that doing so will keep the guns out of the bad guy's hands. But we having all this transfer of firearms could allow a bad guy to get it. So there has to be some middle ground. I don't know what the answer is, but that was an interesting story. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember we talked about how exercising on the weekend may be good enough if you get it all in, if you can't exercise during the week? Now we talked about how some studies have found that just a little bursts of exercise, can still count. Well, now we're being told that even 40 seconds, 40-second spurts can make you 12% fitter. But you still have to stick it in a 10-minute walk. They say scientists have found that only 10 minutes of walking, interspersed with 2 20-second bursts of sprinting as fast as you can make an inactive person 12% fitter. And if you do that 3 times a week, it could be just as effective as 150 minutes of exercise recommended, although now I think we're starting to recommend at least an hour a day. So, be careful. Make sure your heart can handle you going up these super sprints. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC
IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.